Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow. He's here to talk about the most recent City Council meeting and discuss what was talked about at the meeting in regards to the electric survey on the north side of Pella.
Everybody understands there's been tremendous growth on the north side of town. And as a result, the electric department would like to analyze and understand having a dedicated circuit to the north side of town to alleviate some of the additional load carried on the existing system. To do this, the city has a tremendous relationship with DeWild Grant and Recker, or DGR. They'll be assisting with the study. The study is anticipated to be completed by December 31st of 2014, and is expected to cost about $15,000.
The importance, as we discussed, was kind of to make sure that, most importantly, the system works. And that's one of those where the whole point is to ensure that the system is efficient and that it's working at all times.
Yeah, reliability is something that's key in Pella and demanded by the residents. And I think the Pella Electric Department has a good history of providing service to ensure that we continue that reliability through service. There's just an additional study needed, and we're confident that the study will provide ample solutions to some of the outages that they've incurred in the last 6 or 7 months.
And then we can transition now into a big construction project that's ongoing, and we've had a few conversations with yourself and with Mr. Narniti in regards to this. It's the indoor pool, and there's a large number of change orders that have gone on with this, and that was kind of the case and kind of expected with the way that the building was built. There was about $60,000 in work orders, I believe, that were approved at the last meeting. Discuss what some of those were, and again, just remind folks why change orders are a very common piece of government when you're trying to plan for things ahead of the schedule. There's always something that's going to be unforeseen coming up.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. This is about a $3.2 million project, and so it's a significant project, and I think anybody who's been driven by the site can understand the magnitude of the entire project. We have had a few change orders. Last night was change order number 4, and I think our total change order dollar amount equates to about $82,000. So probably in line with what typical construction contingency would be. The indoor pool is somewhat of a harsh environment on the materials, and so until the construction company was able to get into it and determine the condition of the facility, it's difficult to gain an understanding of what exactly needs to be repaired. And so there have been some unforeseen construction challenges that resulted in some modest change orders. So, and they're in likelihood we're through the demolition phase, and so hopefully we've identified a significant number of them. There may be a few still remaining, but I think my understanding through conversations with the contractor and with the city representative that a number of them have been identified.
And there's an acceptable range, typically, a percentage Mike and I had talked about in our last conversation. It's right around 5 to 10% that cities budget for typically and that are allowable because of these kind of unforeseen circumstances. Especially you're working with a building where, as you said, the conditions can be harsh on it, and it probably wasn't built to the kind of standards it would have been built, say, 20 years ago even. So it's one of those where it still falls within that acceptable 5 to 10% range of change orders, correct?
Yeah, and when the city budgets and does the financing for the project, we assumed a 10% contingency with the understanding that unforeseen project challenges are often encountered, especially in facilities like the indoor pool, which is approximately 38 years old. So we certainly anticipate that and budgeted for that. And we think the project is going along well, and is, I think, an important point is that it's still anticipated completed by November. And so that's something that I think the contractor, the architect, and city staff are really looking forward to.
And thanks again to Corey Goodenough for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.